My name is Tosif Chauhan, and I'm an attorney with the Fulton County Public Defender's Office. We're in that one area of the law where we're dealing with people's lives on a daily basis, right? This is one of those, you know, rare opportunities where it's not, we want X amount of dollars, you know, we're settling a case or doing a business deal. These are people's lives. And, you know, my client may be locked up, and he may be, you know, in jail or even another jurisdiction, but I'm still having to see his wife and their kids and the mother and the father and the grandmother and all their loved ones in court on a daily basis. And majority of the time, they don't even get to see my client. He doesn't even come out. And I'm kind of that individual who's, you know, relaying messages and you know, trying to talk to them and having to explain to them why, you know, he'll be in custody for an indefinite period of time. You know, he's at no bond status. He's facing charges where he could potentially spend the rest of his life in prison. And it will be pending for, you know, minimum 1 to 2 years. And why I need more time to try to do a favorable resolution, and why they need to be patient and be able to deal with this and accept it, that their life and circumstances will be like this for the months, if not years, to come. And the ultimate goal of that is to reduce the amount of time in prison. It's tough, to be honest with you. It really is tough. I was thrown with so much stuff. That's the beauty of Gideon's, where it'll expose us to these outskirts where you do have a judge locking attorneys up in contempt for standing up for their clients. And you do have, you know, a situation where clients are, you know, on bogus charges and the judge is denying bond, or where the attorney's literally having to try, you know, 5 cases back to back to back, and they don't have resources to have a clean suit for their client, or they don't have the resources to properly, you know, investigate the case. Gideon's really did expose me to client-centered representation, humanizing your client. You know, touching them, holding their hands, let them know. You know, there's that stereotype, and if this person their entire life has had a PD who has never looked them in the eyes, or has never shook their hand, or has never given them a hug, and I'm the first PD to do that, I myself have humanized him to himself. Like, he's treated me like he's human. Saw one literally 2 months ago. It was a trial. He was convicted. It's up for appeal. We've conflicted off the case, and he's in prison now. And I was interviewing some of my new clients, and he was coming into the courtroom for a motion for new trial. And the minute he saw me, he gave me a big hug. And he's like, you know, thanks for doing what you did for me. And he got convicted. He's serving life without parole. I'm 5 years into this job. I think before Gideon's, I don't know if I would have lasted a year.